And so our fact pattern that I kind of want to work against is somebody's just gone in literally to Judge Slaughter to, or they're in her courtroom, asking her to give them a temporary restraining order. And oftentimes it's on an ex parte basis. You know, in Dallas we have our local rules, so sometimes the other side will get notice and show up or participate by telephone. But as you all know, as soon as you get that started, you're going to have a temporary injunction hearing in oftentimes 14 days or less. And so the first question I would like to ask the panel is, when a applicant, plaintiff comes into your courtroom seeking a TRO, and you're going to set the hearing, let's talk about discovery and the types of discovery. Either my other two panel members are both first name Jason. That you would ask for, or in this case, the judge, why don't you educate us a little bit on the types of discovery you will typically allow or permit before that TI hearing?
Okay, well, let me start off by saying that I think, especially with non-competes, that injunction is, if not the most critical point in your case, it's one of the most critical. And the reason is that frequently you have a business suing an ex-employee, frequently their new employer. Ex-employees don't have money most of the time, okay? So your concern is, I need to get them stopped. And what I see frequently in employment cases with non-competes, theft of trade secret, et cetera, is if you can get that injunction, the case goes away. Because, like I said, A, your client isn't interested in spending a lot of money to pursue a case against somebody that's probably insolvent, okay? They just want it stopped. So I think this is one of those times that while you do need a TRO, you need to think things through very, very carefully and spend a little bit of extra time before you go in on your TRO preparing for your injunction.